The steadiness scale, or S factor, refers to how you respond to change and the pace of your environment. It is a people-focused factor, like the I, but it is introverted, unlike the extroverted D or I. The emotion that we associate with the steadiness factor is non-emotion, or an ability to mask their emotions or wear a poker face. It is often necessary to ask questions to draw their feelings and opinions, because they need to make sure that their security won't be compromised by sharing them. More often, they will internalize their emotions and tell you everything is all right, when really it isn't. This describes 40% of the population. High steadiness individuals are very systematic and logical or methodical in their thinking processes. They like to start one thing at a time and finish it before moving on to the next. Initially, they will resist change and will need the information behind it. They will choose proven and reliable products and are brand loyal once that product is chosen. They can see the steps or stages involved in various processes. They are very thorough and they will follow up and follow through, but they prefer to work at a slower pace. High S's have a natural tendency to serve others. They are often willing to lend a hand to help someone out or to get a job done. Helping and serving others energizes them. They are very loyal and may stay in long-term relationships. Because they are very adaptable and can modify their behavior to achieve a sense of stability and harmony, they don't often switch jobs. They are very patient and relaxed and are not easily triggered or explosive in nature. Although they are very emotionally active, they don't often show it and choose often to hide their problems. They need closure and must be allowed to finish what they start, since leaving things unfinished is very stressful for them. They have an ability to do routine work at all levels and can develop excellent work habits. They can establish patterns or systems and maintain them with patience. High S's are very valuable in team environments. As a dependable team player, they are always willing to help others. And since they are very loyal to those they identify with, they will usually stay in a situation for a long time, which has a stabilizing effect on the team. They will work hard for a leader and a cause that they believe in. And when accepting a task, expect them to be around for a while and logically move towards its completion. With their exceptional listening skills, even when interrupted, they will stop and look you in the eye to listen. Due to their patience, empathy, and those great listening skills, they are naturals at helping people work through problems. They genuinely try to understand the situation the other person is in, usually giving the other person the benefit of the doubt. Their presence in teams can be calming or stabilizing, since their first response to conflict is tolerate. Still, their logical approach can bring the team back into harmony and focus. Some possible complications for the high S may be to take criticism of their work as a personal affront. They may resist change for change's sake. They may be slow to act without precedent, or need help getting started on new tasks. They may have difficulty establishing priorities or projecting a sense of urgency. They may hold grudges or internalize feelings when they should be discussed. Their non-emotional nature, or poker face, may give others a false sense of compliance. They may stay involved in a situation too long or get in a rut, just to maintain the status quo. Low S individuals are generally the opposite of these characteristics. They may be seen as impatient, impulsive, or hyper. They may seek to create change or a fast pace, and they enjoy a variety of activities. The emotion we associate with the low S is very emotional or expressive. Typically, you will see and hear the exact emotion the person is going through.